Yeah. Okay, yeah, Mirsa Hashem is a very, very, very geshmak sugya. You know, it's a famous phrase that people like to quote from the Chassam Sofer. The Chadash is Osir Min HaTorah. That the, you know, it's, the new things are forbidden according to Torah law.
No chidushim.
Right, no chidushim, exactly. No new ideas, no haskalah, none of these things. But the real quote, the actual quote, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Chadash is Osir Min HaTorah. Right, the chadash, the new grain that has been that was planted from the previous year, it does not become kosher until you bring the korban ha'omer. Where, and it's connected to this week's parsha. This week's parsha, it says in Parshas Emor, Perek of Gimel, Pasuk Yedal, V'lechem v'kali v'charmel lo yisirchul ad etzem ha'im hazeh ad haviyachem v'sa korban ha'lokeichem chukas o'im v'derseichem b'chol ma'shvayseichem. So the pasuk seems to be very, very interesting here. It says on the one hand, these different grains, Kali v'charmel lo yisruchlu ad etzem hayom hazeh, until that day. That terminology, ad etzem hazeh, is very reminiscent of Yom HaKippurim. Ad etzem hayom hazeh, where the Gemara discusses that the day of Yom Kippur itself is machaper, there's something inherent in the day itself that allows, that is matir. So that's
the
one for...
The pasuk there is kitabo el aretz, no?
Oh, no, it doesn't say, it's not. The lechem v'chol v'charmel lo yisruchlu ad etzem hazeh, you're referring to the Gemara discusses, b'chol moshvei seichem, and that's what we're going to talk about right now. Where the pasuk says again, ad ayatim hazeh, the specific day, but then it says bechol moshvei seichem. It says, but in all of your dwellings and all where you live. So if this is a major machlokes, the Gemara tells us. There's a machlokes in Maseches Kedushin. The Gemara tells us. The Mishnah tells us, I should say. The Mishnah says, kol mitzvah shehi tuli ba'aretz eino neheges el ba'aretz v'she'elo tuli ba'aretz neheges bein ba'aretz bein chutz la'aretz. So if you have something which is not necessarily dependent on the land of Israel, it applies both in the land of Israel and both outside the land of Israel. Chutz mina orla, except for orla. So orla is not noig be chutz la'aretz. V'kilayim and shatnis also is not noig be chutz la'aretz. V'lozor oimer, af ha-chadosh. V'lozor says, chadosh fits into that parameter. That chadosh applies bein ba'aretz, bein chutz la'aretz. Despite the fact that mitzvahs ha'tluyos ba'aretz, things that are dependent on the land of Israel, are noig in Eretz Yisrael, it comes all of a sudden from Elijah and says, no, Chadash is a divergence from that. It applies both in the land of Eretz Yisrael and also outside the land of Israel. It's not a normal, typical mitzvah hatulei ba'aretz. And why? The Gemara discusses this machlokes is between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says, how do we touch the pasuk? How do we read the pasuk? Is it ad etzem hayom hazeh, where it's the day itself, b'chol moshvei seichem, in all of your dwellings and where you live? A Jew can live where we would love to live in Israel, but sometimes you live in outside the land of Israel. Jews for thousands of years, even during the time of Beis HaMikdash, also lived outside the land of Israel. So b'chol moshvei seichem means in other places. It could be in Bavel, it could be in America. That maybe that's where it applies, and that would be the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's referring to b'chol moshvei seichem ki savayu el ha'aretz, like Rabbi Meir is saying, that when you get to the land of Israel, that's where you would be, that's where you would have the mitzvah of, that's where you would have the Yisrael Chadash, but Shmuel is saying that it wouldn't apply outside of Israel. Because why? It's only when you come to the land of Israel and you're there, that's when meaning to say it's dependent on the land of Israel and not like the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. So you have like this Mishmach Lekas, and the question is, I mean, how do we pass them? So the Gemara itself doesn't come out very clearly. Even the Gemara Menachis that quotes this Machlokes Blazer of Shmuel, we don't come out very clear exactly to whom we paskin. And really, if you take a look at the Mishnah again in Kedushin, it's a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is where you don't have Divrei Blazer, right? The opinion of Blazer, Rabbi Yeshua, or Tanakama. You have basically a Stam Mishnah. When we have, let's say, a Tanakama versus a Blazer, then we go like the Tanakama. But if it's a Stam Mishnah like a Blazer, then we actually go like a Blazer. I'm saying it's Rabbi Eliezer, right? We should go like Rabbi Eliezer that holds like this. So it comes out, and this is how the Rif, how the Rambam, how Roy Rishonim, the Rosh, is also very clear like that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer and not like Rabbi Shmuel, who darshens the pasuk differently. So Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, it seems to be Shver. So why is it that seems to be most people, if you meet most people, are not makbid on Chadash, or they're not makbid on Yashan, I should say. Right, Chadash is aser. Why are we not keeping Yashan? It seems to be a little bit of a shverka to understand. How do we get to this reality that nowadays most people? I just spoke to Shui works in the kosher industry. He says, I've never had anybody ask me. He says, Pas Yisrael, Chal of Yisrael. And then, by the way, there's more of an argument to be made that Chal of Yisrael, you don't have to be machmir on, like Rav Moshe, or you could go like the Pri Chadash that it doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. You know, the Pre-Chadash writes that in Arabic lands, right, this is related to UAE, where if there's not one pig in like 1,000 miles of where you're living, right? Literally, the entire country, you can't probably find one pig. They hate pigs more. This is the Pri Chodesh, they hate pigs worse than the Jews. This is what the Pri Chodesh writes. So maybe the whole takana, the whole gzera of the chashash, of the they'll come and switch the milk, doesn't even apply. Yeah, so the Pri Chodesh says, that's why. In land, in the Arabic lands, they didn't keep...
No, but they didn't. It actually does apply more than here, because they have camel's milk.
Okay, good, right. But camel's milk is different. Okay, that's again into the more mitzvahs. The point is that there's more argument to be made by Chalvis, which is only a din derabanan and only may apply in a particular period, a particular chashash, as opposed to what seems to be clear, a chiyav daraisa, an actual iser daraisa that should be no different than eating treif. If, for example, some people, it's a big discussion exactly to what extent and how far, that maybe if you have food that is chadash, that was mixed in with your kosher food, that it's actually treif, and it makes the kalim treif, no different than if you had pork in the food. That's how far we would theoretically hold the iser of chadash. And yet again, it seems to be that we're not chushish. There's no OU, we said we have an OUP, we have an OUDE, we have an OUDD, we have a kosher pesach. Nowhere does it say OUY. Why is there no concern theoretically? So, I'm not going to come out l'chumra or l'kula because again you have to speak your local Orthodox rabbi. Secondly, again it's very hard living out of town. If you're living in Lakewood, living in different places, there seems to be like a much more of availability to do it. But it's, again, let's we're going to bring out kind of like the different sheetahs that hold.
There's a few.
What are the reasons? We're going to get into that exactly. So let's continue in this. So let's take a look at the first source. First source is quoting from the Shulchan Aruch. Right, quoting from this is Lashon HaRambam. Asur le'echol chadash af bezman hazeh, bein lecha, bein kali, bein karmo, ad tichlas lel yudches, benison ba'aretz, ad tichlas lel yizayim benison. It is forbidden to eat it. The Mechaber also says, bein ba'aretz, bein l'chutzaretz. I apologize, it's not on the source sheet here. That the Rambam says it specifically, that it, and he goes like Rabbi Eliezer, that both ba'aretz Yisrael, both b'chutzaretz, it is asur. However, the Mishnah Berurah kind of goes through the different opinions, and you know, due to time constraints, I don't know if we're going to get to see every single makor. But let's take a look. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Nechsev lechem v'kal v'karmel lo yischuchu adias mazeh b'chol mashvei seichem, that in all of your dwellings mashma mizeh da'af b'chutzlars noig yisrael ad etzma yom hazeh dahainu yom havas karben shuhu tezayin b'nisan." So around the 16th of Nisan, the next day, right at the day after Pesach, they bring the Korban Omer to be matir all the grains that came from the previous year. So we say that this Korban Omer is matir. So how come we do it? Because Mishum Sveika de Yoyma Machmirin Ad Oid Yoyim Echot. The next day. So Gemara's discussion after Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. We don't have the Korban Omer. So Chazal either said from the morning of or the whole day. Kol HaYoyim Kulay, Kol HaYoyim Hanaf. Is aser, but the point is until the sixth, at least for sure until the sixth day, the full day were machmir. V'hinei b'yer day simin reish sadi gimel kasev Rambam heter lechadosh davi sveik sveika. The reason why, says the Rambam, famous Rambam, says the reason why you're allowed to eat from chadosh, if there's no iser chadosh, is because it's a sveik sveika. Safek one, safek chadosh shema hatvua hi meshana shavra. Now maybe it's from the previous year, so that's one suffix. Because every time that you are eating your bread, you buy from Thomas Bagels. How in the world could you know that it was from the previous year or from this year? It's there are ways of knowing nowadays, reading the barcodes, going online, but inherently in front of you, you don't know. So that's suffix one. Maybe it's from the year previously. Even if you want to say it's from this year, Dilma Nishrash Akaidim Loimer. Maybe it was Nishrash before the day. There's a big machlokes in the Gemara. If it takes 3 days for something to take root, or it takes 14 days for it to take root, and exactly how we pass it, it's a big shayla. So maybe it took 3 days before. So if it was on, let's say, the 14th, and then 15th, 16th, then the 17th, maybe it's already from that. So maybe the point is that we don't know here. That's a very interesting sfeik seika. It's not a real classic sfeik seika. You know, the Gemara says, Shem is zinsa tachas baila. Right, the classic case of a sfeik seika. There's two separate sfeikas. And Kveger and a lot of Achronim ask on this particular Ramah, which is where are you getting? Where's this? Is not a sfeik seika. It's one suffik. Whether it was nishrash or it was not nishrash, or whether it was from the year before or not from the year before, but it's not called two natural distinct sfeikas. So actually, I wanted to add. I just spoke to my cousin Chaim Jachter. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. He's a student of Ravadi Yosef. Because the Sfaradim, it seems to be that there actually should be more reason to be machmir on Yashan rather than regular Ashkenazi. We're going to try to see most of the Makaris. See, I asked him, I said, we have other situations where, for example, a Sfaradi, there's more reasons to be machmir about Bishl Akum. because the Ramah holds that just to turn on the fire is enough, but the Beis Yosef held that no, you have to actually be involved in the cooking process. So Chacham Avadia writes, but Maisa, it's a sveik sveika. A regular spider is likely from any regular restaurant, even if they go like the Ramah. Why? Because Safik, maybe the halacha is like the Ramah, maybe the halacha is like the Beis Yosef. You make such a sveika. So I said, maybe you could say the same sveika, the same safik, that maybe halacha is like a Belazer, and maybe halacha, maybe it was Nishrash from before. It's like just adding one safik. Okay, so even if it would be a daraisa, sveika for a daraisa is mutter.
But I'm saying there's also a question if it's a daraisa.
Okay, that yeah, we're gonna get to in a second. Yeah. But the Ramah is going within. The fact the Ramah has to come onto a sveika, he's clearly assuming it's a daraisa, not a darabanan. Right? We're gonna get it again. I don't want to muddy the waters yet because we don't know in the shir we don't know yet that it's a possible darabanan. But if going like it's a daraisa, then you need two sveikas. So maybe safik echad is that maybe you hold like a blazer. Maybe also. I apologize. We go like Bishma, and maybe also the halacha is either like the. The point is, you can add more sfeikas into it. And Baruch Shekivanti, Ravadi actually does say this. That you could add another suffix into this. So even though
it applies to Tvash and Goyim.
That's the Bach. Exactly, that's the Bach. But I'm just quoting the Ramah. I mean, the Ramah is distinct from the Bach. The Ramah says sfeika. Maybe it took root before the Oimer, and maybe it was from the year before. So I'm adding that maybe you could add in other sveikas, and other person do add in other sveikas to at least give more of a basis to the Ramah. That's point. That's heter number one. So the Ramah comes and says sveika. That's heter number one. That's given over. Heter number two that's given over is from the Bach, the very famous Bach, which was just mentioned. The Bach holds that even if you would say that it's that's for sure we go like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's even knowing in Chutz La'aretz. But the Isser only applied to Tvua that was grown in the land of a Goy. If it was grown, I apologize, a Yid. If it was grown in the land of a Goy, then it's not. Then there's no Isser of Chadash anyway. So most, if not all, I mean, unless you're buying specifically, I think there's a particular guy who has his own silo, that he's Makban on Yashan. So a lot of people actually will go to his particular silo. He lives in like Missouri or something like that. He's a firm guy. He sounds like a little bit of a hick. He sounds like a cool guy. But they buy from his place because he's Makban all year round. And he definitely gets, like, they call it winter wheat, right? You know winter wheat is versus spring wheat? Kishvan. What?
They put it in Kishvan.
Right, but it's also a certain type of wheat where it's good, better for cookies or for crackers than it is for, let's say, cake. We need more softer wheat. There's spring wheat and there's winter wheat. Right. Most cookies and cakes, I should say, most crackers and cookies or harder wheat is most likely going to be Yashan because it is already, it's winter wheat. It was done during the winter period, which again, once Pesach comes along, it's totally fine. As opposed to like soft cake or things for bread, that's where you really have to get more into the nitty gritty. That's spring wheat. But unless you're getting from this particular person, most wheat that we have are coming from non-Jewish owned silos, non-Jewish owned fields. And therefore, you can at least, you can apply the Pesach of the Bach. We'll get to the Bach later exactly, it seems to have had big hashpaz and shemayim. We'll get that in a second, right? Exactly. And then you have another shita of the Or Zarua. The Or Zarua held, no, this, that it's Aser b'chutz la'aretz, the shita of Rabbi Eliezer, is only Midar Abana, not Midar Raisa. And that was what was mentioned previously. And therefore, why does that matter? Because once you don't know what's in front of you, then it's a regular shayla of a suffik. And a suffik dar abana l'kula. We have a general approach that if something we're not sure exactly what it is, and it's only, of course, we keep rabbinic laws, 100%. But if it's a din dar abana and we're just not sure, then you can add in other sveikas, you can throw other sveikas into the mix. We don't know, maybe it's like this, maybe come from there. And then, then you could create exactly one sefer stuff. You don't have to come on to a sveik sveika. What I pointed out earlier by the Ramah is that clearly the Ramah held as a daraisa because otherwise, why is it to come on to one two sveikas? It's one sefer. Elamai, the Ramah held it's a shayla midaraisa. So we have so far right now, we have the Ramah, we have the Or Zarua, we have the Bach, right? We have, now this Bach is very, very, very impactful. The Bach, right? I'm not Minig HaPashit. I'm looking at the source 3, but where I underlined over here. I'm a minig pashid b'malchuseinu. Linhoik heter va'av gedoy le'toyrah. Shoyil lefanedu. Rav Shachna, Rav Shloim Eluria, v'tamideyam lo yohoyu oistrim, v'shoysan ha'sheikha sh'nasem v'tvua. Shloi hitiru amizulas miksas chasidim. He says, when I was a bacher, I came to them and I asked them, and they said, this is mamash amazing, we agree with you. Apparently there's also a Shitas Rabbeinu Baruch that he held like also. That held like this as well, more unknown or lesser known Rishonim, of which seem to give support to this idea. It's very interesting just to mention that the first thing that the Bach runs to or discusses specifically is towards Sheikhar, towards drinking beer. Because you have to realize, in that period of time, we don't appreciate it because we have, thank God, clean water systems. People, in the time the Gemara talked about how they used to have Yain Mazug, where water was completely undrinkable until, like, literally, I would say, like, 400 years ago. Water was not a drinkable commodity. Water, unless you were by a really clean water source, most water had germs. People used it as an open bathroom. So what do? They would go through the cooking process, Sheikhar, they would make beer. And the beer, to be honest, was the main... It was like the Coke and the Gatorade of that period of time where people would constantly drink it. If someone would come along and ask for that, people wouldn't have literally nothing to drink. Literally nothing to drink. Wine at that period of time was very, very expensive to produce, especially in the cold climates of Poland and Russia. So the only thing that really, really was something to be able to drink, be drunk was Sheikhar. Of course, obviously that knocks out whiskey as well. So we're talking about something where you know, there's a different period of time where in Kitnias, where they wanted to Aser potatoes. You know, can you imagine that? Can you imagine Ashkenazim? You guys are already depressed as is. Can you imagine if you took away potatoes also? There would have been literally a rebellion from the bottom up. So the fact that the Bach came along and was Matir, it makes sense now. This Eidus or this idea mentioned from the Baal Shem. Why? Take a look at source number. To find it. Five. Thank you so much. Yeah. It's quoted in the name of the Baal Shem. Alechem v'chol v'karim v'lesu chadis ma'azeh. Ha'Baal Shem tov shol b'chaloymoy al chodesh b'zman hazeh. He asked in his dream, Eich adin, what's the halacha? How do we pass it? V'onu oseh, they responded to him in the Shemaim. Shela'achir patir es habach. Sinenu es ha'gehenim arbaim yoim. That the fires and embers of Gehenim, they quieted down for 40 days. Machmas shoyet sarich zel chvoid habach. Because in honor of the Bach and his heter, of that he found the heter that he didn't do for the Ramah. I mean, it's very interesting. Like, you know, it wasn't good enough. There was a Ruah. Okay, fine. The Bach, clearly, I don't know, whatever it is. The Bach was the Heilige, Zachar. But Boiker, Omen HaBesht, V'sholach Lohavi, Sheikhar Min HaChodosh, V'shasau. And actually, Ad HaYom HaZeh, even though you have Chasidim that are massively makban on Kol Yisrael, well, Mamash, the end of the earth. Chabad is makban on Kalim, right? The Satmar, as far as I'm aware, are makban on Kalim. They won't drink from OU for most things, even if they theoretically are, you know, not the Chalav Stam. Because why? What's the Chashash? Hey, Kol Yisrael. Even though, like we said before, there's more of a reason to be more machmir on Yashan than it is on why? Because they have a Masar from the Baal Shem. They have a Masar from the Baal Shem. Listen, you have to know. I'm giving you the sociological reasoning. This is more of a scholarly side of myself coming out, which is, it's probably most likely because, again, he saved, like, literally a whole entire generation going forward of people from Pasha starvation. So, you know, for that, maybe it's worth it for 40 days in Gehenim, that the fires of Gehenim wouldn't go down. Of course, listen, it's hard to machavek. However, though, on my father's side, I'm Sephardic. On my mother's side, I'm a Kovna Litvak. Right, so therefore we're going to look at the goyin. Yes, look at the gra. Right, so it's a part of me that speaks to me. Yeah, Cain, Pirish Kol Chibur Harishayim, the Loikas of Atchuma Kfar Tama Harush. I forgot to mention the Rush. The Rush was asking himself. He was trying to figure out exactly Yashan in France or in Spain, exactly when the Tvua was Yashan. And people ask, wait a minute, if it's only Noig Nair Tisrael, then why is the Rush worried about Chutz Laaretz? Oh my, you saw the Rush held, that it applied, like Rabbi Eliezer, that applied even in Chutz Laaretz. But says... I'm sorry, what is that? What?
I'm saying the Sefer,
Look Sefer HaTshuva, right. I mean, there's also a Sefer HaTshuva, I know, from the early Rishonim. The Sefer HaTshuva, I don't think was from the Gaon, it was from the early Rishonim. It's a Talmud, I believe, of the Maharam in Rottenberg, but it could be, I also made that up. However, the Vafa Gash L'Chir Stamas, why? Because they say that Efshar B'makom, where you have one day on its Peshas Adchak, maybe you go like a Bishmel, not like a Eliezer, that applies only in Eretz Yisrael. But I want to find over here, apologize. Oh, here it is. If you take a look in towards the middle. V'gam ha'shikasa b'shem ha'bach. Ha'bach k'shitas of the Sri le'inu noig b'shel evdek ha'chom. It only applies to goyish fields. It does not apply to goyish fields. Kvar haku al kakadoi kol ha'achroinim. They already hit him over the head. All the achroinim came along against the bach. V'shogago yotzim mitachas yadoi. Says the goyin, it was an absolute mistake that came out of his hands. V'toivo ha'valeilu ha'bahag. Kan hashtik, right? V'kan hashtiko. Mogen Avram, Rotzal Yashiv Divrei Hasibra. Chuma, al dvarm dechukim oid. His words are very, very forced. Because of Atzvish, Rotzal Yashiv Aminag, of a Bal Nefesh, Lahachmir, right? That's what we said previously, that it's always better. Aval ein dvarm kadaya, filu Yashiv Aminag. It's not even worth it to be masbir this minig itself. V'taz kosev de shasatcha kedai. You can be somech and bishmal. But Gemara the nida shamamru de im ifsek halacha amar le shasatcha kvar ifsek. Okay, the point is that the girl is very very not into this idea of trying to be miyashiv this minig, and that's why let's going back to Mishabura. The Mishabura says that at the end of the day, you know, it's better. Even though v'hinei af she'ein be'adin olimchus be'adam akil mikomakom says the Mishabura. I'm going back to source number two. Bal nefesh lo yismoich al ha'term ha'lalu v'yachmir la'atzmoi b'kum ha'she'efsher l'har b'gdoli rishayim hu yitzu d'araisim v'chol gavni. That's if to the best of our abilities, if we can, to the best of our abilities, maybe something to add, something that a person can think about. And I'm speaking to myself, literally. I never had to even think about it because living at Israel, the Rabbanut HaReshit Israel doesn't, like, I don't hold them for anything, come on. But they're machmir ad ha'soif. That if you don't keep yashan, you will not get a hechsher from the Rabbanut. They were passing like Rabbi Elazar. They don't have any of the kulas. It's really one of the very rare and few situations where the Rabbanut comes out and says that this is aser, even though we have 1,000 things we can be slamech on, this thing we're not moving on, not budging on. And at the end of the day, listen, it's, you know, a person has to speak to their local Orthodox rabbi. If you're looking for an opportunity to shteig, if there's something that you want to take on, something which is, there are ways, the OU is now becoming actually very into this idea. That they just recently posted, they just recently wrote an article in this past Pesach edition, like I think it was like the Jewish Action or the OU, where they spoke literally about how it's becoming more harder and harder to defend how it's not possible, because a lot of it, to a degree, we didn't see every single shita, the Museum of Moshe, the Aruch HaShulchan, but other shitas hold that, like, it's b'shas atchak, we don't really know, and how can we really know? But nowadays, we can theoretically find out. It's maybe annoying, but there's going to be a time, and there's going to be a period, where, if not already, they have an app where you can literally scan the code, and it'll tell you if it's Yashan or if it's Chadash. So if the easier, and by this is again another sociological fact of life, which is the easier things get economically, the more Baruch Hashem we're able to do machmir. Bugs, for example, is a classic situation where for a long period of time, people either were ignorant about it and or were somehow on different roivs and kulas and chazakas that they could theoretically eat certain foods that, although we unfortunately knew, probably were more likely infested, you just couldn't see. But now there's the invention of microscopes with light boxes. We have the ability to check better, so does that change the halachic reality for us? That now that I can check, maybe I should check. Ika lerure the halacha is. Right? There's a famous Chassam Sofer from beginning of Mitzvah Ksubis, that if you now can know, does that mean you can then rely on a roiv or a chazaka? On the general assumption. And many, many posts can say that, no, if you have the ability to check, you can't just say, oh yeah, I don't know, I don't see it. Maybe, again, is there what to rely on in this situation? There is. There are already existing. But maybe over time, it's changed and it's worthwhile to think about if it's something to take up on ourselves. Anyway, hatzlacha, shkoyach, everybody.